this. Bayis li echod odyuto li echod. Let's say this person originally that owned both, he owned the house and he owned the roof, and he decided now to sell them to two different people. He sold the house to Reuven and he sold the roof to Shimon. Bayis li echod yuto li echod. Now what's the locha? Mi have a shir or loy? Does leave over anything for himself or not? So Shbam says like this. Iboilu bayis li echod, b'mat nas bori. A healthy person, od yuto li echod, have a mokum shir. Miiko lahai bao yuto shir, mokum b'chotzer, loy tsoy zizin or loy. The person that gets the yuto, does he have a right to use the chotzer outside or not? To like put out the beans outside in the chotzer. In Timson, if you want to tell me, loy have a shir li achrini, avliyatzma have a shir. To go in the yom like this, bayas mi mechlecho, chutz mit yute al yoyna, oy dilma lek a shir. Now that's really the shayla. In other words, when I sell you the yuta, the up the attic, you still want to sometimes stick out the beans outside it to go into the chotzer. So did you mean to leave over for yourself the right to use the chotzer or not? So like this, where it says, "In Tim Slim, if you want to tell me, bayis liyechod, when you sell the house to somebody, udiyuta liyechod, and you sell the upstairs to somebody else, loy have a shir, you do not mean to leave over anything, but chutz midyuta mal, but in the case where you speak out clearly that you're leaving over for yourself, in other words, you say like this, I'm selling you the house, but I'm leaving over the roof for myself. So now, since you spoke it out." Maybe we say you don't only mean that you're leaving the roof for yourself, but you also have a right to stick out the beams. You also mean you want to have a right to stick the beams outside that they should be able to use the chotzer. Maybe that's also called the shir. And on this, Omar Rova, Omar Rav Nachman, in Tim Tzloim, if you want to tell me, bayis li echot, udyut li echot, lehevi shir, in the case where you sold both to two different people, you mean to leave over nothing for yourself. Since you gave away your house, and you gave away your attic, the top, you mean to leave over nothing for yourself. What's going to be? Chutz, but what he speaks like clearly though, but chutz medyuta, heavy shear. But you should know, if you sell your house, but you speak out clearly, you're leaving over the attic, the roof for yourself, avada, that's called a shear for yourself. You mean to leave it over, and you have a right to use the attic to stick out the beams outside. The kids, so they learned this on Rosh Lakish Shaila, that when you leave over something for yourself, that's the biggest svar of a shir. Then we say you mean to leave over more. When you sell it to somebody else, then maybe you don't mean to leave it over for yourself. But when you sell part and you leave over part for yourself, since you're leaving over something for yourself, that's the biggest shvar, biggest svar you mean a shir. So they learned this in on Rosh Lakish's halacha. Now the Gemara says, "Chutz midiva v'shir." And the libud of Zvid, we're going to come to Rabbi Zvid. The yoma that he says like this: "Shimrotz alohitzi bozizin moitzi ishno." That's what the shir is. That you own the attic now, even though you sold the house. And when you sell a house, you also sell the front chutzner in front of the house. Still, you have a right to stick out beams from your attic, from your gag. You have a right to stick out the beams, even though the beams are going into the chotzer. Still, you have a right. That was the shir. But since you spoke out clearly, you're leaving over the rights for the dutel yoyna, you meant to say you have permission to still stick out the beams. Yeah. Alma, what do we see? Kivan the shayir dutel. Mokum ziza nami shayir. That since you left over for yourself the diuta, you left over for yourself the top roof, what you meant with that is also to leave over the mokum to stick out the beams. So tell you Hakadam Vayas also, Kivun the Yamachutz mi Peresov, where a person sold his palm tree. And he spoke out clearly, I'm selling it to you, excluding the Peres, the right to eat the fruits I'm still leaving for myself. We say what he meant to say by that is, Mokum Perishayer. He also meant to leave over the makam of the Paris. That means he'll have a right to use the branches. So therefore it's called a shir or shayir kaka kolshu, and therefore by matash chimera, the kinyan would be chal. Now, Omer Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi, Omer Rav Nachman, Shchiv Mera, Shekosav Kol Nechosav Liacherim. If a Shchiv Mera, when he's dying on his bed, he writes away all his Nechosim to give it away to somebody else, like the guy thinks he's going to die, so he doesn't need his property anymore, so he writes it away for a present to give it to somebody else. So we see like this. Royan, let's see what he really meant here. In b'machalek meis konokulam. If he meant to give it away because he thought he was going to die, then konokulam. Omad choyze b'kulam. Then he has a right to retract. Let's say he gets up, he becomes healthy, so he says he never meant to give it away. He only meant to give it away on the side that he's going to die. But if he becomes healthy again and he stands and gets well, avad, he has a right to be choyze. But Ram says like this. In b'machalek, that means shemishur rishayna. Like as soon as he sat down to talk business, he's a shchimera, he's about to die, and he said, listen, I have a lot of property, I want to give them all away, and right now he decided to give them all away. So that's called, even though it took him time until he said, this goes to him, this goes to that person, but right now he had andas to give them all away. So therefore it's called the matona bekulam. He's giving everything away. So that's the loch of our Mishnah. That if later he becomes well, we say it's an umdana, he never meant to give it away. He only meant to give it away because he was going to die. But the time that he gets well, he never meant to give it away. So then he could be chayzer. That's called in mechalek meis. He's giving everything away. What's going to be in benimlach? Let's say though he changes his mind. In other words, he doesn't mean to give everything away right now. In benimlach meis, then konokulam. Like, he changes his mind. First he says, like Rishbam says, Shlohoye b'dayt l'chala konechosav. At the beginning, he did not mean to give away all his property. Ela achra shechilik, after he gave away half of it, shosak, v'leros l'chalk, he didn't want to give away more. Then later he changed his mind and said, you know what? I gave away this much, I'll give away a little bit more, and that's all. Another third he gave away. Then again he said, I want to give away some more. And the last shot was the end of everything. But he gave it away at different times. The first time was only a third. Second time was an eighth. They're different times. So in such a case, what's going to be? Meis konakulam. If the guy taka dies, senechanami, then whoever receives it, receives it. What's going to be the omad? Let's say the shimra becomes well. Now the locher is, ain't no chayz well of yachron. He could only retract only the last present he gave away. Because the first present he gave away is sitted like Shire Kolshu. The first present he gave away, he left over some property for himself. He didn't give away all his property in one shot. He was like changing around his mind. So he gave away his property different times. So the last property, so up until the last one, was like Shire, he left over for himself. Only the last property that he gave away, that was the last shot he gave everything. So only on the last matono, he could retract. Ela biachon on the last one. But on the ones before, he can't retract, because that's called Shire Kolshu, that's the name of the Mishnah, a Shchimra cannot retract. For the Gemara, why? If a Duma, why don't we be afraid? A unicum ayin, for Hoda Yoyev. Let's say no, even the last case. He meant to give everything away. It just took time. He was mind, he's looking over it. How do we know to say that he changed his mind? Maybe really right away he meant to give everything away. He just had to check it out first. Smor says, Tomo de Shchimera Medik Dayik. For Hoda Yoyev. No, Stam Shchimera, even though he starts to give a present, he thinks before he gives it away. And he makes up his mind whether he wants to give everything away or not. Therefore, first what he did was, he only gave away a third. And he kept quiet. So we say then he knew what he was doing, and he only meant to give away a third for a present, that's all. But he meant to leave over the rest for himself. Therefore, that matana is a good matana, no matter what happens. Even though it becomes healthy, still that matana stays. Omer Rav Acha Bar Menyumi, Omer Rav Nachman, Shchiv Mera Shekosav Kol Mechosav Liacherim, a Shchiv Mera that writes, all this property should go to somebody else, the Omad, and then it becomes well. Halacha Rezein Nechoizer, he can't retract. The question is, why not? The Shchiv Mera said, I'm giving away everything. So on that, the Mishnah says, he only meant it if he's going to die. But it's not to say he gets well, why can't he retract? Why does it say Reina Chayzer? So when it says Chashin, we have to be afraid, Shem Yeshla Nechosim B'mdin Acheres. Even though he wrote away all the property he has here right now, he has to be afraid maybe he owns property in a different Medina, someplace else. And that's what he was Mishaya. Fred Gemara, if you're afraid of that, V'yele masnissen diktoni, lo yishar kaka kol shu, ein matnosoi, ein matnosoi, kayemes, that if he does not leave over anything, then the maton is always called the good matono, he can't retract. There's a question, heichem ishkachas lo, how do you find that? Let's always be afraid, maybe leaving over some property he owns someplace else. So our answer is, the Mishnah is talking about Amar Rav Chama, the Omer, where he said, the Shchimera said, kol mechosai. If he spoke out clearly and said like this, I'm giving away a present, all my property, I'm giving away to somebody else. So if he said a lashon of kol mechosai, even if he owns something someplace else, he means to give it away also. So in such a case, he's giving away everything, that's the case of the Mishnah. But if he doesn't say the lashon of kol mechosai, he only gives away the property he has here right now, we have to be afraid maybe he's still leaving over property he owns other places, and the maton is good, he can't retract. Ma baravashi yama. Ma baravashi sounds like this, that the muhsak lo on the last lay. The Mishnah is talking about what we know for sure. It's muhsak, the chazaka to us, that he doesn't have any more property. Enechanami, that's enough. But in the case where we do not know that that's it, then we have to be afraid maybe he owns property someplace else. Eboilu, I have a question like this. Chazora b'miksa, sevi chazora b'kulo oiloi.
In other words, in the case, let's say a shchiv mera, that first he gave his present, he gave in the chosim to Reuven. And then he was choizer, and he said he wanted to give some of it to Shimon. But the loch reads that a shchiv mera could be choizer. Like we'll see later on, his last will, that's what counts. So here the pshat is, first he gave everything to Reuven, and then before he died, he was choizer and gave the mixas, he gave some of it to Shimon. So the question is, when he gives some to Shimon, does he mean to retract completely what he gave to Reuven, and it's as if nothing is to Reuven, and is only giving some to Shimon, and some is leaving over? So if it's like that, then even if the Shchiv Merah becomes well, the Kinyan is Chal. And the other side is no, he only means to retract what he wants to give now to Shimon, but the rest of it goes to Reuven. So it's still considered like he's giving everything away, and therefore if he gets well, he should be able to keep it. So Moshe says, Toshima coming here. In the case where Shchiv Merah said, first, Kulon Rishon, everything should go to the first person. Everything should go to Reuven. And then it said, Umtsosin L'Sheni, some of it goes to a second person. So this is called the case of the Chazar B'Miksas. He was Chayzer, he retracted a little bit, that he wants now some property to go to a second person. So it says clearly here, Sheni Kona, the second one is Kona, he for sure keeps what he has. Rishon L'Kona, but the first one does not keep it. So my love, aren't we talking about over here, Bishemes, that even in the case where the Shchiv Merah died, so we see that even though first he gave everything to the Rishon, but then when he was Chayza B'Miksas to the second one, he means to retract completely from the first one. And all he meant to do is give a part of it away to the second one. So therefore the second one is Koina, but the first one gets nothing. So you see a Chazor B'Miksas, heavy Chazor B'Kula. So Moshe says, Lloyd, that's not the case over here. Here the case is B'Shomat. I tell you, we're talking about where it became well. It became well, therefore the Sheni is Koina, the Rishon is not Koina. And we'll soon see why. The Moshe says, this is also Mestarva like this. In other words, again, they were talking about that the person got well, and that's why the second one is Koina, because by the second one he left over some. So it's called Shaya Kaka Koshu, therefore the second one keeps his. But the first one, since to him, he said Kula, therefore when it becomes well again, it's a bittul. Therefore the first one does not keep it, only the second one keeps it. The Mora says, Hokhanami Mestav, this is the Svar also. Mitik Tani, Sefer, since it says in the Sefer, Miksosun L'Rishon, Fakudun L'Sheni, the opposite way. If he wants to first give a present, a little bit to the first person. And then he says, I'm going to give the rest, everything to the second person. So it says, Rishon Kona, the first one has the right to keep it. Sheni Lekona, but the second one does not keep. So the question is, Iyamrit Bishlema Bishoma, like if we're talking about that the person became well, Mishum Hochi, Sheni Lekona. Therefore it's very good why the second one gets nothing. Because by the second one it was called Loishayer Klum, he didn't leave over anything for himself. So therefore he only gave it because he thought he was going to die. But now that it became well, he gets it back. Eli Iyamrit, but if you want to tell me, Bishemes, we're talking about that the person Taka died, is so Tavaya Likli. So then why does it say in the safe that the first one doesn't get it? Why shouldn't he get it? The first one should also get it. How come Norni says, the second one should get it? How come it says, Rishon Kana, Sheni Lekana? If he died, so Avadi, he has the right to be Chayza before he died, and the second one should also be Kaina. That's the proof we're talking about, Kisha Amat, where he became well. So therefore there's no proof to us where the Chazara b'miksas, heavy Chazara, Allah heavy Chazara. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yehimel Ravashi, Fitehevi Nami Bishamad, even if you want to say we're talking about where he became well, still, Iyamrit Bishleim Chazara b'miksas, heavy Chazara b'kula, if you're going to tell me when the Shechiv Merah changed his mind and gave part of it to the second one, he means to be chayzer completely from the first one. Hainu disheinu miyos kana. That's why it's good where the second one is kana, because for him it's only yematana b'miksas. He was a shayer. Eli yam. But if you want to tell me chazara b'miksas, loyhevi chazara b'kula, the fact he retracted from part of it is not so called a retraction from the whole thing. If so, nehevi kemechalik ulechad minay lolikni. If so, it should be like he gave away all his property. He was not Mishari, didn't leave over anything for himself at all. And therefore, if he gets well, the whole thing should be bottled. So even the second one should not be kind of anything. So, L'chur Tzaraya, the Chazor B'miksas, is called a Chazor B'miksas, it's called a Chazor B'kula. And that's the Maskona, the Gemara says like, that's the Maskona, that Chazor B'miksas, heavy Chazor B'kula. That if a Shechiv Merah is chayzer from part of the present he gave to the first one, he decides to give part of it to the second one, he means to retract completely from the first one. And therefore he's only giving part to the second one, and the rest he's leaving over for himself. So I'll tell you, if so, Reisha, then the Reisha of this Braisa, Mishkachas lo ben shemez ben shomad, it doesn't make a difference whether he died or whether he stood up, it'll be the same halacha, that only the second one is kaina and not the first one, because he was a shayer kaka kolshu. Seifer lo mishkachas lo ele b'shomad. The seifer that was only talking about where he became well, so therefore since he became well, the first one gets nothing, only the second one he gets something. Okay, turn over. Lo yehavi chazara b'kula, it's not called a chazara b'kula. If so, nehavi kemechalik ulechad minayla lelikni. It's like he's dividing up the property, and one of them should not get it. That's the loch. When he's mechalik, one of them does not get it. So chura, that's the proof. So what's the loch attack? The maskoner is that chazara b'miksas heavy chazara. If you retract part of it, it is called a good chazara b'kula. Yeah. Therefore, Reishim is chavos. The Reishim, the Brayis is talking about bein b'shemeis, bein b'shomad. Because that's halacha. That a Shechiv Merah, even though first he gave the present to one person, then he changes his mind. Even b'miksas, just part of it, I'm giving to a second person. That's not a matter of chazor completely, because we pass in chazor b'miksas, heavy chazor. Safe for this Brayis, loy mishkachos. We only find it ele b'shomad, enechnami. The Sefer we only find when he stands up and becomes will.
Right,
in other words, the Sefer that says, again, what we have to say, the Sefer says, Miksosin l'rishon l'kun l'sheni, so rishon kona sheni l'kona. He first gave part of his nechosin to the first one, and then he gave the rest of it to the second one, so the second one is not kona. So if the person taka died, so the question is, why doesn't the second one get it? We know that a Shechiv Merah could be chayzer. Therefore, since it said the second one doesn't get it, it has to only be talking about where he became well. If it became well, then the second one's present, it was L'shayi Klum. So by the second one, it's a Chazara. Since it became well, it's bottle. Mashenka, the first one's present, since at that time it was still Shire Kolshu, therefore he still receives his present. All right, turn over. Therefore, it's very good. The maskona that we came out taka that the locher is chazara b'miksas taka. It's heavy chazara b'kula, and therefore when you track some part of it, it's not automatic you tracked it in the whole thing. Yeah. Now the Gemara is nusharlas. Iboiluhu. We have a question like this. Let's say a shchiv mira was higdish kol nechosef. He was makdish all his property. He was makdish everything. In other words, before he was nice, he got scared like. So he decided to give everything to Hegdish. V'yamad, and then it became well. So the question is, Ma, what's the halacha? Mi yamrinu, do we say, kol lagabe Hegdish, Gomar umakni. Listen, when you play, you don't play around with Hegdish. Since he wanted to be makdishit, he meant it. That no matter what happens to him, even if it becomes well, still he means to let it be Hegdish. That's one side. Only when he gives somebody a present, there we say he means to be chayzer. When you're Hegdish, he really means it. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Kol agabe navshay legomar umakni. No. Since Lamais, it's his own property, and he only meant to give it away because he thought he was going to die. But on the tzad that he's going to be well, he never meant to be makdashit. So it's also called like a hegdish betois, therefore the hegdish would not be chal. So maybe hegdish is just like a matono.
Hefta kol nechosim, unless the guy was mafkir all the chosim. Mi gomo maknei chelek. Kivon diaflaniyim. Kashim, he meant to be makdim to everybody. Gomo maknei, even to the poor, to the rich. I didn't maybe know. Kol agabi nafshe le gomo maknei still.
He only meant to give it away because he thought he was going to die.
But it's sad that he gets well, even though he's a mafkir, he's a nechosim, he never meant it. Chilek kol nechosim l'aniyim. Let's say he gave away his property to the aniyim. My, mi amrin tzedokah vade migma gomer nechosim. He meant to give away his property for tzedokah. So he meant to give it away, even though he gets well. I don't again know. Kol agabi nafshe le gomo maknei teiku. This is a sofer taka. In the case where the guy was dying, and he said one of these things, either Harezu Hegdish, Harezu Lutstoko, Harezu Hefkar, and then it becomes well, so Staka Teku, whether it's a good reach, whether he could retract or not. Does it mean to give it away or not? Omer Sheshis, Yitol V'yiske V'yachsek V'yikne. Let's hear Shchimura says one of these Lashonis. He says somebody should take his property, somebody should be Zeichin his property, somebody should be Machsek in his property, Bikaina Kunun Lashem Atona. That's all a good Lashon Matona. He means to give it away for a present. From Masechta Tana, the Braisa we learned, Af Yachson V'Yirus Baror L'Yoshay. That even if it's a Lashon of Yerusha, he also means it. If a Shchimura says a Lashon, like you said, Yashin it, so that person gets it. And who does it go like? It goes with one of the sons that's fit to be a Yerush. And Melech of Rabbi Yechon Nabruku, goes according to Rabbi Yechon Nabruku, like we had before. That a father has a right to say to one of his children, I want him to get everything. And he taka gets everything. So a father like a Matna Shchimura said, I want his son to be yashin it, he taka yashin it, he taka gets the whole thing. He boiled a question like this, that what's going to be?